T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
All right, coming up in our next segment, 7:30, it's What's Your Wagyu Beef? Maybe a limited engagement. We don't know. So whatever beef you have fun. No politics. Coming up at 7:30, 913-586-7610 on the telephone line. Chance to win a $50 gift card to Boots Creek Wagyu coming up at 7:30. It is time, though, to chat with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, of course, overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. And it's brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
And Ben, opening day in baseball. I think opening day in baseball is the best opening day in all of the sports world. Do you love opening day in baseball as much as me?
Yeah. Since I was always a baseball first guy when I was a kid. As an adult, I liked the NFL more. But as a kid, I was always about baseball. Just like the red, white, and blue on the dugouts, and they used to do, and everyone being introduced and walking out like it's a playoff game. Even the bad teams, like the whole vibe. And the one thing that's different in that sport of baseball, unlike these other sports, if you can just sneak into the playoffs, you can actually get to the World Series. Like you in football, like if you're supposed to be a bad team, you're probably going to be a bad team. And you're very rarely does a team that's going to suck, it doesn't have a quarterback or whatever, win. But in baseball, like last year, Arizona won 84 games. That's not good where I come from. But they played well for a month and they got to the World Series. And that happens a lot more in that sport than any other. But just like the whole vibe about opening day and you're back and you know that means the summer's coming up. The weather's going to be great. You're going to be out enjoying the outdoors and life and living your best life. It's just all great. It's just like a symbolic thing that baseball starting and you watch the hometown team. And then if they suck, you don't have to worry about them for a couple months. But the whole thing. So I love it.
It's also funny, too. You mentioned Bob mentioned, you know, the best opening day of all the sports. It's like game two. We go, OK, it's game two. Like in football, we're like, there's a game two. It's just funny how it like drops at least for a minute. Like you have game one and it's so great, whatever. And like, OK, I'll check in at game three, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And the thing that drives me crazy is like, it's like I don't work for baseball. It's a big $1 billion business. But I would think if I was running baseball, I might want to have opening day on an island by itself with nothing else to mess around with it on that island. And baseball's like, no, we're going to play the first two games in Korea. We'll do that in the middle of the night or early in the morning. So very few people watch. And then because they have to go to work or they're sleeping or whatever. And then we're going to have opening day the same day of the Sweet 16 and the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And so that's a great idea. Like, God forbid you start on, you know, Wednesday, yesterday, and do it. But no, we got to do it on Thursday. We got to get this many games in this amount of time. And every team has to have days off. And then you have teams opening up where the weather's terrible. There's only a couple games rained out. So it's like you've got a bunch of teams in warm weather or domes you could play in. You know, it's the whole thing. All right, yeah. Hey, but what do I know?
Hey, what do you know? But, you know, I'm old enough to remember when baseball used to start in April. And I'm actually old enough to know when opening day used to be on the day of the national championship game in college basketball. So at least we're opening with the Sweet 16 instead of opening on the day of the national championship game. Because there were times where the Royals would have their home opener and Kansas would be playing in the national championship game later that night. And people were like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, just take the rest of the week off, you know?
Yeah, you know, no, for sure. So I mean, that is better. And they keep pushing it back a little further into the month of March. It's odd that they really should change the calendar. I mean, because baseball, I know they're supposed to end in October and all that, but that's football season, right? If you could get more games in before the NFL starts, you'd be better off. Because that's the, nobody can slay that dragon. That's the monster. You can't mess with the monster. No one's messing with the monster. Yeah,
not at all. Ben Maller with us here at Fox Sports Radio. Well, the most important thing about baseball, obviously, is ballpark food. Ben, we've been talking about it all morning long. What is your go-to ballpark food?
Yeah, so it by city or I know I've been to a lot of the ballparks in the country. My favorite, I love the soft pretzel in Philadelphia. To me, has the top. That's like the birthplace of the modern pretzel in Philadelphia. I love the Philadelphia pretzel. Unpopular opinion. I'm in LA. The unpopular opinion, I do not like the Dodger dog. I do not enjoy the Dodger dog. I believe the Fenway Frank is a better dog. And the hot dog I had years ago at a Cleveland Indians game before they became the Guardians was a very good hot dog. And then garlic fries in San Francisco. They can get them at a lot of the ballparks now, but the first place I got them was in San Francisco. And I love garlic. And I love potatoes, and you put those two together, and you're sitting there watching a game. That is wonderful. I can go. I love all ball. I'm pretty much all ballpark food. Although I don't like that a lot of these places have gotten like exotic. They've gotten away from the purity of the traditional hot dog, peanuts, the nachos, and that's about it. Now it's a lot of the high end restaurants and stuff. And I know out here where the Dodgers are the billionaires baseball club. It's insane. The food they have is like, you know, they get those Hollywood losers that need all that food. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio, of course, overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. Ben, it's my annual call. Why don't we have more things in a helmet? You need to eat everything out of a helmet.
No, I agree. Although I will complain that some of the ballparks go with the mini helmet. And I think if you're going to, you got to get the full sized experience. I don't like these mini things. I want the full. If I want nachos, I don't want a smaller helmet that someone from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs would wear. I want the full size. I want the full helmet is what I want.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio right here on 610 Sports Radio. And you mentioned Sweet 16 begins tonight. Like, I'm torn over this one. Like, last week was so great with the NCAA tournament. There were a couple of upsets on the first day. And now we got chalk into the Sweet 16. I don't have a team in the dogfight for this. I'm like, all right, so the networks get what they want. They get the big boys in. How are you looking at this Sweet 16?
Yeah, so I'm obviously interested, just like you. I have a show to fill, so I'm looking for content. I'm looking for controversy. I'm looking for a blown call. I'm looking for a coaching decision that screws up the game because I don't have any skin in the game either. But I'll be watching. I did run the board for San Diego State men's basketball, one of my first jobs in commercial radio. So I've always had a soft spot for San Diego State. They were never good when I did it, and now they've been in the tournament for the last few years, and they've been pretty good, and they got to the Final Four, and so they've had some success. But they're playing, I believe, Connecticut, so that'll probably end for them. And so, I'm looking – that's the only thing I kind of have an interest in. But it's just the stories. It's looking for something that's good radio that I'll have something to chew on. I need some fat to chew on in the overnight. I do like that story. One of the stories I got a kick out of last weekend, I don't know if you guys talked about it on the show, the guy that bet $1,000 on every underdog in the NCAA tournament and was doing pretty well until Saturday when he went 0-8 and lost $8,000 in one day because all the favorites won. I love that story because we all thought, you know, for years I thought, well, if you just bet every underdog, the underdogs do great in the tournament, you're going to make a killing. Not so much.
Yeah, if you filled out the office bracket with chalk, you're doing okay so far. Ben, have you been able to dissect your full-scale diagram of the new NFL kickoff rule, and have you decided where you're going to kick the ball in the landing zone?
Yes, Josh, I have decided. I already hate it. I know we all hate change. It looks like a glitch to me. And I said this on my show this week, and I don't know if you guys agree or not. I'll ask you. They should have gone to the land of the poutine in Canada. Now, the CFL has a rule. They have the 5-yard rule where on any kickoff, you can't be within 5 yards of the person catching the ball. That seems like a reasonable rule that would be better than this XFL thing, which like you have, it's like a glitch. It's just like you have to pause. Everyone's paused until the ball's kicked. They have to wait until the ball's caught. It's definitely going to take some getting used to. I don't like it. And if this is what you're going to do, just get rid of the kickoff and just, I don't know, toss the ball in the air and see, you know, have a, well, that would be a bad too, because you'd have a scrum and guys would get concussions and then there'd be lawsuits and all that. And yeah, I don't think this was a good week for the NFL with the rules, like the whole, the hip drop tackle. The NFL did not have to get rid of it. The union said, we don't want you to get rid of this. And they still, the owners got rid of it. Like, why would you have the out? If you get sued, you say, well, it's not our fault. The union said we're good with it. We wanted to get rid of it. Like, you don't have to worry about a lawsuit. But they did it anyway. I was going to say,
this is one of those weeks where they made it very confusing for their fans, because now everybody has to figure out what the hell the kickoff is all about. But also this hip drop tackle. I mean, if you don't tell me there's a new talking point now in the NFL for every one of us who have never even heard of a hip drop tackle, beginning in September, calling everything a hip drop tackle, wondering why this wasn't called, how could they have called that? Like, it opens a whole new can of debate for everybody, because you know somebody's going to get flagged in a key moment of a game that's going to keep an offensive drive going that affects the outcome of the football game.
That's another way to manipulate a game. It's like, well, was it? And then it's another thing to delay a game also, because it's very unlikely you're going to call it in real time. So we're going to have another 7-minute delay where let's have a booth review. We have a booth review. And it's like this guy, LeVar Arrington, he used to play for the Redskins when they were called the Redskins back in the day. He works at our place. And he pointed out, I was talking to him the other day, and he's like, listen, he said, you're never going to have another Lawrence Taylor. You're never going to have another Ray Lewis. It's over. You cannot. These rules, anything that those guys did is now a 15-yard penalty. It's impossible. You have completely neutered defensive football in the NFL, and all these swashbuckling linebackers and, you know, Ed Reed coming out of the secondary and laying people out. You have none of that. And you will never have that again, because the NFL is never going to go back on any of these rules. Because if they go back on these rules, they're going to get sued up the wazoo. So they're never, it's like when a tax goes in, they never take the tax away. It's always, they just keep it and they add to it. It's the same concept.
Ben, I guess you can watch all of that on Christmas Day when we're going to have two games as they continue to dominate the world. We appreciate the time this morning. Thank you so much. Enjoy opening day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Bob and Josh. I did like the NFL giving the bird to the NBA, though. That was pretty good.
Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio, all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. What are you looking forward to in the Sweet 16 tonight, Ben? A bad coaching decision.
Or a terrible call. Oh, yeah. Controversy. That's it. Controversy always sells.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.